Hello, welcome to another Patriots Training Camp podcast for today, Wednesday, August 1st. One practice session today for the Patriots, and in full pads once again, and once again the offense was in full swing. But the big news, Andy, Randy Moss, who made a number of highlight reel kind of catches early in the practice, forced to go to the sidelines with looked like a hamstring injury, his left leg anyway, we'll call it. Tended to on the sidelines for a little while by the training staff and then went to the locker room. How concerned are you about Randy Moss's situation?
I think you have to be concerned. He, as you said, he's been lighting up camp, been as advertised, showing skill level that we'd expect from him. Even today before he got hurt, as you said, tremendous. And it's just, you just wonder with a hamstring injury, it's one of those, and you know, Fred Kirsch always talks about it. Sometimes you'd rather have the break, let it heal and come back. With a hamstring injury and a receiver, you have to rest it. But the first time you go to use it, you can re-injure it, set yourself back a week, a month. You know, it's hard to say. We'll not get any information on how severe it is. But to see him walk off, grab the hamstring, ice it, talk to Brady, then he talked to Belichick and leaves the field right after talking to Belichick, I think you have to be concerned.
Yeah, and we're not going to speculate at all because obviously we don't want to get ourselves in any trouble, but the facts are these. There was a quick team drill play. Brady tried to hit Moss down the right hash mark, very deep, you know, 50-yard pass anyway. He's running behind James Sanders. The ball's coming down, looked to be perhaps within his range that we've seen him make a number of catches this way so far during camp where he runs underneath the ball. This one he didn't quite get to. He immediately went to the sideline in between the fields. Was grabbing his upper left leg, and then Jim Whalen came over and he iced for a while. And as Andy said, he called it a day. About a half hour, 35, 40 minutes left in practice, he left the field. So we don't want to speculate as to how severe this is.
But the one thing I'd say is we've all seen hamstring injuries where a guy yells, goes down like almost as if he was shot in the back of the leg. This wasn't one of those. This was a walk off, grab it, talk to the trainer, lay down, then they ice it, then walked off. So if you're going to speculate in any direction, I almost would tend to speculate more towards the positive because it didn't have that immediate tearing type reaction. So that's the only thing I would say.
Right, and hopefully, you know, at this stage of training camp, they're obviously going to err on the side of caution. There was no way he was getting back in any kind of a drill today. As you said, Andy, he talked to Bill for a short time, talked to Tom for a short time, and that was going to be it. I don't think we'll see him for the next several days anyway, but the good news is there's a lot of time for him to get back to 100% because that's where receivers really need to be in terms of hamstrings because of the explosion and all the running, the 100% running that they need to do. So that was the bad news. The good news is the offense continues, its strong play that they carried it over from the evening practice last night. The passing game, Tom Brady looks as sharp as ever right now, making a lot of connections with Moss early in the practice before he went out. Wes Welker continues to open eyes. Jabari Gaffney caught a lot of balls again today. Benjamin Watson, again, looking good over the middle. This offense really looks in midseason form.
And you're right. It started last night in the practice session where I thought Brady looked as sharp as he has in camp. I thought he was a little rusty early in camp, a little bit off some of his throws. Last night it was everybody, Caldwell, Moss, Welker, all the guys you just mentioned, all on the same page. And really no balls hitting the ground almost. A couple incompletions for Castle. But even the second unit last night looked good. Today I'd say the second unit struggled a little bit. Matt Castle had four balls batted at the line of scrimmage. But in terms of Brady and the first offense, they clearly appear to be ahead of the defense at this point where, you know, the defense is one, two steps behind on almost every route, every break, regardless of the matchup, whether it's a tight end on a linebacker, a back on a backer, a corner on a wide receiver. You know, the offense is just one step ahead right now. I think that's a positive because with all these new faces, you know, you might expect them to not gel so quickly, to not be on the same page, and for them to be clicking the way they have the last couple sessions, I think that's a real positive for the offense.
Yeah, the offense even finished a very strong day with a solid two-minute drill at the end that resulted in a beautiful connection to Welker that got him down close, and then a touchdown to Gaffney, a low throw to the outside that Jabbar went down and got. Two officials right on the play called it a touchdown. It was a little bit questionable as to whether or not he had it, but officials right there. So that was a good way to sort of end it. But the flip side of all this good talk about the offense is the defense continued to struggle. We talked a lot about this on PFW in Progress. obviously it's much tougher in these kinds of drills for the defense because they're not allowed to really get overly physical, not allowed to tackle, makes the offense's job a lot easier. But a lot of flags today, a lot of sloppy, illegal contact kind of stuff, a lot of defensive holding, some interference penalties, Rodney Harrison jumping up and down at a couple of the calls. Maybe any concern at all here in the early going, Andy, about the defense's inability to slow the offense down the last couple of days?
A little bit, maybe, but first of all, we think it's going to be a pretty good offense. So I think we may see a lot of opponents struggle to stop that passing game. The second thing I'd say is while they're not necessarily all new faces, there's a bit of a communication issue on defense because Rodney Harrison coming back from injury, Eugene Wilson back from injury, James Sanders getting reps, Artrell Hawkins getting reps, all those guys at safety. At corner, you have Randall Gay playing, Brandon Merriweather, Torrey James, a new face. On one long connection to Moss, there was actually some Gay and Harrison, some miscommunication there. So, you know, that I think that's going to be an issue with the secondary, with the linebackers. Adalis Thomas playing a big part in pass defense. So, you know, while they're not as many new faces and maybe as flashy faces at offense, I think the defense is going to take a while to get on the same page and really have a trust of where each guy is and where that make sure they're seeing the same types of things against an offense like this.
Yeah, that's true, and that was pretty much the bulk of the practice. I thought, you know, the offense clearly outshined the defense today. A couple of, transaction-type things. Coach Belichick led off his press conference by letting us know Justice Hairston, the rookie sixth-round pick out of Central Connecticut, running back, he was waived last week. Evidently, that was more of a procedural kind of move, and it was more of a bookkeeping thing. He was placed officially on injury reserve today. We do not know the nature of the injury, nor do we know exactly why he was needed to be released before he was placed on IR, other than to say that Bill mentioned that it was a procedure that needed to be followed in terms of some complicated waiver-type rules with the NFL. Also, Mel Mitchell, a safety who was brought here last year and missed the entire season with a torn bicep muscle, he returned. He came off PUP today. He was out on the practice field this afternoon for the workout. Spoke to him a little bit at the end of practice. He's a guy, he's a big guy, first of all. I was sort of impressed with his size. I think Andy mentioned it as almost a linebacker's
yes.
build. It's a guy who made his living playing special teams. Not surprising that he's...
Don Davis kind of build.
He's a big guy. But he talked a lot about really looking forward to getting back out there. Any other kind of little tidbits, Andy, before we put a wrap on this one?
Well, I would just say with Mitchell, maybe he can be a Don Davis type, a core special teams player that can cover kicks, you know, block for kicks, pretty much play on all the special teams as he's done in his history and replace Davis in that role, you know, with Davis now moving on to the coaching staff.
All right, on tap tomorrow, two practices for the Patriots. Again, we go with the morning and the evening. Morning, 8:45 to 10:45 a.m., the evening session again, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and I think that'll put a wrap on this edition of the Patriots Training Camp Podcast.